Four police officers could be in trouble in Memphis. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Both are off the job and under investigation, in addition to the five now ex-cops charged with murder in the beating of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later.
Officer Preston Hemphill and another unnamed officer were relieved of their duties when the investigation into Nichols' death started weeks ago. Hemphill was one of three officers on scene when Nichols was initially pulled over. He was shown pulling Nichols out of his car and can be heard saying, "I hope they stomp his expletive" in that horrifying body cam footage.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The Memphis Fire Department has let three EMTs go for violating policies, not responding properly to the Nichols beating. Police in Lakeland, Florida are still searching for a car and the gunman inside the morning after a drive-by shooting that left 10 people injured, two critically.
I was hoping it was firecrackers, but when I didn't see any smoke and then you hear everybody, I've been hit. It was kind of just so surreal and scary.
It's now up to 95 people dead in Pakistan after the suicide bombing at a mosque in Peshawar full of police officers.
This morning, signs outside ask for blood donations for the injured, of whom there are many. More than 300 were worshipping inside the mosque when the bomb went off. The fact that this could happen in such a fortified area has locals greatly concerned. If the government departments don't have security, this man asks, what safety can they provide us?
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Nearly 3 years after COVID was declared a pandemic, the Biden administration is planning to end two COVID emergency declarations by May 11th. It's a slip-sliding morning in parts of the South. FlightAware reports nearly 1,000 flights are canceled, most of them to and from Dallas and Austin, Texas, because of
a big issue with ICE. Not only are we concerned about travel across the Lone Star State and also parts of Arkansas and Tennessee, but power outages, tree limbs are going to come down.
Fox weather meteorologist Britta Merwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will go to New York City today to again tout the bipartisan infrastructure law that passed last year. He'll detail more than $1 billion that'll go to major projects across the country, including a new tunnel under the Hudson River to improve passenger rail service to the New York City area. The day after he went to Baltimore to detail another new rail tunnel that'll be under the Potomac.
President Biden, known over his political career for riding trains to and from Washington, said the tunnel has been crumbling and the threat of collapse is real. And that can't happen.
Business trying to ship their goods, travelers trying to visit family. If this line shuts down, it's just one day. It would cost the country over $100 million.
The rebuilt tunnel will be named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass and will cost more than $6 billion when you add in bridges and other upgrades. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The president also talked up the economy despite a recent slowdown and fears of a looming recession.
We're in through 4 decades where we exported jobs and imported product. We're exporting product and importing jobs now.
Today, Federal Reserve policymakers will start a 2-day meeting to assess the economy, expected to lead to another interest rate hike tomorrow to keep trying to lower inflation. Now, stock futures are down the day after a sell-off dragged both the Dow and the NASDAQ down more than 200 points. The Super Bowl is set. The Eagles versus the Chiefs 12 days from now in Arizona, where ticket prices aren't cheap.
The cheapest ticket right now, according to SeatGeek, is $6,400. As for the most expensive, you'll wish you hit the lottery. Those are going for almost $30,000. For Cardinals season ticket holders who normally own these seats in the stands, officials say they'll get offered a small percentage of tickets for an unknown price. Same with the two participating teams' season ticket holders.
That's Stephanie Bennett with Fox 10 in Phoenix. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.